They told Sheikh, okay, what is it? He says, see, if you cut this tree down, okay, it'll be one good deed, but people will grow another tree. You cut that down, they grow another tree. So this will continue. What will be an intelligent thing for you to do is that I will give you 3 gold coins. Every day it'll be under your pillow at time of tahajjud. And with that gold coins, you'll be able to do so much of good. You'll be able to do charitable work, spend upon yourself, your wife, your children, your family members, the ummah of Rasulullah, so much of good you'll be able to do. And that will be mutaaddi, that will be continuous. It won't be just one deed. That deed will so much of good things you can do. So this appeal to the man's reasoning, he said, okay, it makes sense, you know. Let's leave the tree. So he left the tree, engaged in ibadat. Next morning, he quickly looked at the pillow. Under the pillow, the 3 gold coins were there. He was quite satisfied. Second morning, he woke up, the 3 gold coins were there. Very happy. The third morning, the 3 gold coins were not there. Immediately, he took his axe and he went to cut the tree down. So the old man came, Shaitan came in the condition of the old person. See, what are you doing? He said, I'm going to cut this tree. No, I won't allow you. Again, they entered into battle. This time, Shaitan flawed him. He dropped him same time. So the person woke up, he says, the last 2 times we had the fight, I was able to overpower you in no time. How is it that now you overpowered me? So Shaitan said, see, the first 2 times you did only for Allah. Now you're not doing for Allah, you're doing for the 3 gold coins. This dunya has come in your heart. So brothers, this is the condition today, that because now we mixed our deen with dunya, person, Shaitan is there to come and deceive him, beguile him, tell him that, no, you know, if you insure your business, if you take your OD facility, you'll boost that business. How much of charitable works will you do? You can do, you go for Umrah, you go for Sabilillah 4 months. Okay. So a lot of things we are doing every day. We're doing a lot of things, we're not realizing that all these things are there to destroy the deen. People sending their children to university, that environment is an environment of sin. That young girl is growing, and she has to dress up according to the environment. She can't have a scarf. The clothing won't be right. He's sitting next to boys, and everything is inviting towards fitna, towards zina. You say, no, because she has to become secure in life. We forget that Allah is the provider. You know, what if tomorrow she gets divorced? Look at it now. So we'll be prepared to destroy this girl's iman, her Islam, her deen, everything, just because of worldly progress, just because of acquisition of dunya and wealth. We're not saying that the boys are absolved of it, you know. It's the environment of sin, Allah Pak save. It's happening everywhere. You say, why the divine help of Allah is not coming? A person, he should ask himself, when I dress up, am I dressing up like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? My appearance, bodily appearance, is like the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi, is like the kuffar. When I go on vacation, I'm going for a holiday. How the person's holiday is? Allah Pak save us. So this is the first test, the test of wealth. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that, لَلْ فَقْرَ أَخْشَى عَلَيْكُمْ, I don't fear poverty coming over you, O my Sahaba, O my Ummat. وَلَكِنْ أَخْشَى عَلَيْكُمْ أَن تُبْسَطَ عَلَيْكُمْ الدُّنْيَا فَتَنَافَسُوَا كَمَا تَنَافَسُوَا. I fear that the dunya will come over you. Like how it came on the people of the past. And when that wealth came, they didn't know limits. Then they began to vie with each other with that dunya until that death will destroy the deen. How we destroy the deen of the people of the past will destroy your deen. So this is the one thing. The second thing, the second test is the test of woman. One is wealth, the W, wealth. Second is woman, the second W, woman. So when you speak of woman, respected friends, the person now, he'll look at the TV every day, he'll look at the internet, and he gets involved in sensual pleasures. The lust will have the better over him. And then now, even if he doesn't fall into zina, the actual action of zina, Allah says, but zina of the heart, zina of the eyes, zina of the ears, he'll be watching zina every day. And this ultimately is destroying his deen. And then Shaitan will get him, and the amal of this person now will be on the decline. He won't want to come to masjid, he'll be interested in other things. And if he gets married also, because this is what is entrenched within his heart, love for entertainment, love for women, and this person won't be able to fulfill the rights. And the same is happening with the woman. They're getting involved with other men. Men are getting involved, other people, women. In the end, we find that Islam is going down the drain. So this is the aspect, respected friends, his love for wealth, his love for woman or sensual pleasures. All this now, the person's deen is suffering. And the third thing is, a time will come in the dunya, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, that the Muslims will be taken away, they will be impressed by the ways of the kuffar. So the kuffar will begin to dictate, will begin to guide us in our deen. So all these different type of modern devices that come out, you get, first it was the Google. So a person in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was the way of the Anbiya from Adam alayhi salam, is that Allah Pak passed down deen from person to person. If you wanted to learn Islam, you had to go to the pious servants of Allah and learn deen from them. And now a time came, person don't want to refer his deeni problems to ulama. He don't want to humble himself. He don't want to come to the masjid, look for the alim, ask. He said, no, I'll just check it on the net. Let's check what Google has to say. So first it was Google. So Google, we find there were different sites. There were Muslim sites, kuffar sites. Among the Muslim sites, we find there were now sites where Shias, Qadianis, non-Muslims, and there's Salafi sites. So much mix up. So a person says that, I gave my wife three talaqs now. Molana, I'm in problem. Let's see what Google has to say. So he goes to different sites. He said, no, three talaqs can be one. He said, no, alhamdulillah, I found what I'm looking for, So it's not deen, this is what you're looking for, you could get. Allah save, now it's no more Google, now it's the AI. Artificial intelligence. And this AI, first one is the Google, you have to go in the site to look. Yeah, you ask the AI. The AI became the Mufti Azam of the time. When it comes maslas, let's ask the AI. When it comes the hadiths, the AI. You know, the children in the school also, it's the AI. A person, you see, the success of the AI is over 50%. That's my colleague, close friend mentioned to me the other day. I don't know about this AI, I'm not with the fazl of Allah, I don't know about these computers. So this is Alim is telling me, he said, I wanted to test it out, just to see, I don't follow the AI. So he asked the AI on Masla. So it brought certain kitabs from Shami, Alamgiri, quoting kitabs with the Arabic quotations. This person is an Alim. So he went and opened up. He says, there's nothing there. All wrong Maslas is giving. So he told the AI, he says that I can't find the sources that you quoted. I went and checked, everything is not there. So he said that, no, I made a mistake. Like that, brothers, a person, his deen is getting destroyed by going to all this. The only one way, the solution for the ummah is to leave the way of the kuffar, the AI, the Google. Who manufactured all these things? These are products of the kuffar to destroy the Muslims, to destroy Islam. And we are now becoming an easy target for all this. So we have to go 1400 years back to the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam if we want to safeguard our deen. We want to reconnect ourselves with Allah and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now Ustad Bona Harun Abbas Umar rahimahullah, very great buzuk, his whole life is spent in spreading the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His life was the sunnah and spreading the sunnah. Molana passed away and Allah Pak granted him a very honored death. It was a dream was seen at the night when Mawlana passed away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came when Alim saw this dream. He asked, O Nabi of Allah, can I do anything for you? Make your khidmat and be in your service. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, I have come to take one of my friends to the akhirat. So then Alim asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream, which friend? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed to Harun Abbas and says, this friend of mine, I've come to take him. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to take him. Who his whole life was spent in Qal Allah, Qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, spreading the Quran, spreading the message of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His life was an embodiment of the sunnah. And he sent his son also to Turkey to spend time in the service, the khidmat of the great Sheikh, the Sheikh Muhammad Awama from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, great muhaddith, whose night and day is in the service of hadith, of the sunnah. So perhaps when he sent his son at the time when he needed his son, Mawlana was so sick, he sent his son, why won't Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also honor him, that his life was for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came himself to take him. Anyway, Hazrat Mawlana Harun Abbas Umar was seen in a dream. So someone asked him, how is it in the akhirat? He said, no, alhamdulillah, whatever good deeds people are doing and sending over, isalu sawab. You know, you recite Quran, you do good deeds, and you send it. Alhamdulillah, all that is reaching us. Mawlana said, all this is reaching us. But he said, Mawlana said, but I found this one problem. That the good deeds that people are sending, the nur in those deeds are not found. Like how people of the past, when they do any good deed, that purity, that nur was there. He said, but the people are sending here for us, but that nur is not found with the amal. In other words, when that nur is not found, then the reward also will be less. So what Mawlana was referring to is that people are doing good deeds, but they're mixing their good deeds in their lives with a lot of sins. As a result, the value of that amal is not found. Your person is saying, no, I'm giving charity, I'm giving zakat, I'm going for umrah. But when you're going for umrah, what are you doing there in the room? You're watching TV there. When you're going in the plane, see, you're missing the namazes there. You're going for nafal umrah, but you're missing your farz namazes. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine? You're going for nafal hajj, nafal umrah, but the farz namazes you are missing. So all these things, all these questions now we have to ask ourselves. We have to sleep in our own graves. We can't sleep in somebody else's graves. We have to worry about, what's the condition of my home, my deen, my business, my life. For one day we'll have to stand before Allah. We have to give an account for our deeds. Allah Pak, give me and all of us tawfiq of making amal wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.